You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast, episode 140.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
And welcome to our last episode here in 2016. I cannot believe that I am saying that. I wanted to do kind of an end of the year wrap up. We have been here on the Blissful Bites podcast since February. So it is almost 1 year, which is so, so incredibly exciting. And after those summit previews, I know I kind of left you hanging without a podcast episode. So I wanted to be sure to wrap up here for the year and take you through some lessons that I've learned. I have gotten such great feedback on the podcast in the past 11 months. This has been such a joy getting to do this, to connect with you, the listeners, the other people I have interviewed, the guests I've had, and just having you as a part of my community is really, really, truly, truly priceless. I look forward to bringing you many more episodes in 2017. I will be taking a little podcast break while the summit is on, January 4th through January 12th, but we will be back in action after that. So this is episode 140, and what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring you my top three lessons learned in the past 11 months. So if you know my story, I started this podcast February 1st. It went live. It went off with a bang. We've had thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of downloads of this podcast, which is so incredibly exciting, and I've learned a lot of lessons along the way. If you've been following along, you know a big, big change for me was taking that scary step and investing in Todd Herman's 90-day year last December, and he was the catalyst for me to make some big business changes. I took this big business pivot. I started this podcast February 1st in 2016 and went to his live event in April. Then from there, created the first Food Entrepreneur Summit that went live in May, at the end of May last year, and here we are on this roller coaster of entrepreneurship. It has been crazy. It has been a lot of fun. And I am just wrapping up the end of the registration for the second Food Entrepreneur Summit. So that is very exciting. And there's 2 days left at the time I'm recording this. I don't know when you'll be listening, but it is December 29th. So there's 2 full days to register for the Food Entrepreneur Summit. So I hope you will be joining us, and you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. And we'll talk a little bit more about the bonuses that you will get if you sign up in the last 2 days. But be sure to go on and you will get some really, really awesome, valuable information. But first, I want to take you through the 3 lessons that I have learned that have been the most impactful for me this year. And the first lesson is you need to listen to your audience. A lot of times we just skate through, we're creating content for us, and we're not really paying attention to what it means for our audience. So the first thing that I learned is that everything I create is for you. It's not for me. I'm listening to your pain points. I'm listening to your struggles. I am creating things that are solving your problems. And I've gotten a lot of feedback that the Fast Friday episodes really help you with taking actionable steps in your business. And that is so important for me because that's exactly what I want to do. They're short episodes for you to solve a problem you are having. And I'm able to kind of get an inside look into your struggles and your problems because of my Blissful Bites community on Facebook. I see the things that you're struggling with. You tell me the problems you're having, and I can create content around there. So the first thing I would really, really encourage you to do is listen to your audience. And especially if you are getting into the business of creating info products, or which means ebooks, courses, membership sites, webinars, you have to really zero in on the problems of your audience. And it doesn't matter if you have 5 people in your audience or if you have 5,000 people in your audience. If you want to make a difference and you want to help them, you need to know what they're struggling with. So that's the first thing I've learned. Really listen to your audience. The second thing I learned, this I really, really believe is the difference between a successful entrepreneur and someone who's just running a business that's going to plateau. You have to get on the phone with your clients and with your audience. You have to be able to talk to them, to connect to them, to, again, listen to the problems they're having. You need to be able to hear how they're using the words and the terms and the phrases and really get a feel for what they're going through. And if you won't take advantage of getting on the phone with your audience, then I really feel like there's going to be some sort of disconnect. And I know getting on the phone can be hard when you're starting out or you feel like it's scary. And I'm not saying to just all of a sudden start Instagram messaging or DMing people, hey, you want to get on the phone? Because that's weird and that's kind of creepy. But if you have a relationship with anyone who is your ideal reader and you email back and forth, then ask them to get on the phone and see how you can help them. And once you do that, you're going to have so many ideas on how you can help them. And not to mention, if you want to start working with people one-on-one, it's a great way to do that because you will get a lot of insight into what they're going through. There's nothing like a phone call. There's nothing like making that connection. And I know people who are super successful. I mean, Todd Herman still does this every time he has a 90-day year launch. He calls people and gets on the phone with them and sees how he can help them. So if it's not too good for him, trust me, it's not too good for you. And I hear it all the time that people are afraid to get on the phone, or they just don't want to get on the phone, or they think that there needs to be some type of separation. But I'm telling you, if you want to build a scalable business, if you want to make a difference for your readers, you need to go that extra mile and you need to make the connection. And the third thing that I learned this year that you've heard me talk about, if you've been listening to these Friday podcasts, or this isn't really on a Friday, but if you've been listening to the Fast podcast, that connection is key. Connection is king. And having that connection with your audience, having friendships with your supporters, those are the things that is going to move your business forward. You have to be a genuine person. You have to be authentic. And you have to really reach out and want to help other people. And if you do that first, if you want to help other people, if you do the work to make connections, then that is really what is going to help you in the long run. So that is what has helped me, and just constantly being there for people, wanting to help people is what moved my business forward. And I know it will do the same thing for you. So I hope you can take these 3 lessons that I've learned to get on the phone, listen to your audience, and make connections. I hope that you will put them into play. If you can take one thing from every podcast and just stop, take action, implement, then I know that you'll be doing okay for your business. But the thing that I really want you to do is believe in yourself and believe in your business and take a leap and join the Food Entrepreneur Summit. Stop treating your blog like it's just a blog and start treating it like a business and start treating yourself like you're the CEO of a business, because that's when you're going to really start to make money and really move you and your business forward. So if you sign up today, the 29th or the 30th, you're going to get 2 bonuses from me, 30 days to finding your niche program, and 1 group action call in February 2017 to continue the action, continue the momentum, and figure out how to implement what you learned in the Food Summit. And if you are one of the first 5 people, one of the spots has already gone when I'm recording this, but if you're one of the first 5 people, well, now 4 people, you will get a free one-on-one call with me. We'll get on the phone and I will help you out planning and strategizing your business and blog. So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit, and I really can't wait to see you there. find me in our Facebook community, the Blissful Bites community, and let me know what you thought and what your number one lesson that you learned in 2016 was. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you in 2017.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.